The EPA has new watershed guidance, and several western states have agreed to set mandatory greenhouse gas standards. Today is August 24th, 2007, and here's what happened this week in the pollution control industry.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.
A Texas man has received jail time for violating hazardous waste rules. Dennis Rodriguez of El Paso, Texas, was sentenced this week to 5 months in prison for violating hazardous waste transport laws while operating his company, North American Waste Assistance. Rodriguez also received 5 months of home confinement and 2 years of supervised release and was ordered to pay a $10,000 fine. According to the indictment, Rodriguez and his company were hired to dispose of over 155 one-gallon drums of construction-related waste. Approximately 75 of the drums contain petroleum-based concrete curing compound. The compound is categorized as an ignitable hazardous waste. The United States, Canada, and Mexico have formed a regional partnership to manage industrial chemicals. As part of the agreement, the United States by 2012 will complete risk characterizations and take action as needed on more than 9,000 chemicals produced over 25,000 pounds per year. The agreement also provides for the sharing of scientific information and technical understanding, best practices and research on new approaches to chemical testing and assessment. By 2020, the countries are expected to have similar chemical inventories and will coordinate the management of chemicals in a manner similar to Canada's aggressive chemical management program. The Canadian program asks the chemical industry to provide basic health and safety data on chemicals that are manufactured or used in quantities in excess of 1 million pounds per year. Coming up, 6 western states and 2 Canadian provinces agree to mandatory greenhouse gas control, and EPA releases new guidelines for watershed permits, after a word from our sponsors.
ESS provides world-class compliance solutions for total emissions management and greenhouse gas reporting. Collect, monitor, report, and reduce greenhouse gas emissions for all operations across your enterprise with ESS software and services. Find out why more than 30% of the EPA's top environmental performers are clients of ESS by visiting www.ess-home.com/discover.
EPA has published a new technical guidance that will help integrate MPDES permits into watershed management plans. The guidance, entitled Watershed-Based NPDES Permitting Technical Guidance, is a follow-up to the 2003 Implementation Guidance. The document helps to analyze the agency's watershed data and develop a framework for implementing an MPDES program. The agency is accepting comments on the guidance on a continuing basis. 2 Canadian provinces and 6 western U.S. states are setting mandatory limits for greenhouse gases. Arizona, California, New Mexico, Oregon, Utah, and Washington were joined by British Columbia and Manitoba in the Western Climate Initiative, or WCI. The members have reached an agreement to reduce their greenhouse gas emissions to 15% below 2005 levels by 2020. The group also agreed to design a market-based mechanism, such as a cap-and-trade program, by the end of 2008 to help reach that goal. This is Seth Fisher with Pollution Engineering. On behalf of Pollution Engineering and ESS, we thank you for listening.
This message is brought to you by ESS, world leaders in operational risk management software and services for environmental reporting.